topic since it's so fresh here in Colorado and people in the Liberty Movement are so energized right now. Senator Cory Gardner is somebody I've known, always had good conversations with. When he came out and ran for Congress, he was riding the wave of the Tea Party. He spoke like a conservative. He sounded like a conservative. Since being elected to the Senate, even before he was sworn in, he was talking about how mature governing bodies don't shut themselves down. He's aligning himself with Michael Bennett on certain issues, the Democrat senator from Colorado as well. And I saw him Saturday at this election. I was one of the bonus members, so I got to help vote for the new leadership in the Republican Party. And I said, Cory, you know, when are you coming on the morning show? When are you going to come talk to those listeners? And his response initially was, and this was not a private conversation or anything, so I'm not outing anything. His response, he started to talk about, like, you know, to connect me with who I should talk to. And then he stepped back and he looked at me and he said, you know, the problem is you guys beat the crap out of me over there all the time. And my response is, Senator, we all got on board with your campaign because we thought it was so important to defeat Mark Udall, and it was so important to have Republican majorities to stop bad appointments and Supreme Court justices, the whole nine yards. You have an obligation to talk to the people with whom you disagree. And you know that an interview with me is going to be respectful. We can disagree respectfully. You're going to have all the time you need to make your case. And I've got this tweet going around now. Why won't @Senator Cory Gardner come on @KLZ Wake Up? Come on, Senator. All the time you want. Come make your case. Now, you write critically sometimes of Republican decisions, Republican elected officials. You're not afraid to speak your mind. Don't you think that these elected officials are obligated to talk to everybody who has supported them and who is a possible, who they were elected to represent?
Well, I would even say obligated to talk to people who didn't support them. After all, they do represent the state of Colorado,
yeah,
or whatever state. Yeah, that's my instinct. Obviously, you can't, you know, people have individual scheduling decisions to make, and they can't do every show all the time. But, I mean, I've been frozen out of times, and I've written something critical. They're thin-skinned politicians. And there's a little bit of a, especially among Republican and conservative-oriented Republican politicians, I think foolishly think that conservative-oriented journalists, radio hosts, magazine editors, et cetera, somehow are going to be like on the team, and then they get really annoyed if you occasionally say what you think. And I've criticized people for not making compromises when I thought it was prudent to do so, and I've certainly criticized establishment times for compromising too much and too early and not standing up on principle. But at times they want to make you pay a price. They'll give the interview that they think is so valuable to someone else. They won't cooperate with one of our writers running a profile. It's just part of the business, honestly. I think the good politicians get beyond that. In fact, I'd say politicians get a lot of credit, including pretty liberal Republican senators who are very open, who will talk to everyone in their state, who don't duck, you know, tough interviews. And I go to some states and hear about a certain senator, I think Rob Portman in Ohio would be an example, probably a little more moderate than the Tea Party guys would want. But I think he takes the questions, he takes the interviews, he does the town halls, and people feel, you know what, at least he listens to us and he's respectful and we differ on some things. So I don't think it's a good idea. I don't know. I don't want to say anything about Cory Gardner in particular. I don't know the details, obviously, but I think in general it's a good idea to be open, especially, as you say, to people who have supported you and whose criticism is an attempt to push you back in the right path, not to defeat you, after all.
Yeah, no, good point. Well, I've got a homework assignment for you during the next break. We're talking with Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard.